This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. College students are known for keeping up with the latest musical trends, but a form of music that might seem ancient by contemporary standards is thriving on the campus of Yale University, where American collegiate-style a cappella singing was first popular in the early 1900s. As the school year begins in New Haven, Connecticut, a cappella singing groups take over the campus, and crooning without instruments becomes almost cool. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The a cappella groups at Yale are preparing for battle. Inside the ivy-covered Gothic buildings, in spare classrooms and basements, vocal cords are being stretched. On this evening, the 16 different singing groups at Yale will go voice to voice, trying to woo new freshmen into their groups. It's called A Cappella Rush, a strange ritual where a musical form you might have thought died becomes the most fashionable thing on campus.
Most colleges rush fraternities and sororities, but here we rush a cappella groups.
Courtney Williams is with the Whiffenpoofs, the most famous singing group at Yale. His colleague is Vikram Swamy.
I think a lot of people come from places in high school and such where singing is kind of not the cool thing to do. Suddenly, a cappella groups are all over the place, and there's a tight-knit a cappella community, and it's just a really neat opportunity.
No one questions a school where sports are the big thing, or a place where fraternities rule. But when a cappella groups take over, you have to ask why. For Hillary McQuaid of the group Something Extra, it's the music, the tight harmonies, the vocal creativity.
We are the trumpets and we are the drums. We have the vocal percussion going on. We have the violins. We all do all that with our voice.
But it's more than just music. A cappella at Yale is a whole social structure, a chance to define who you are by who you sing with. There are traditional singing groups, jazzy singing groups, drunken singing groups, and groups with tuxedos and funny names. Dan Freeman is with the Spizwinks.
It's a great scene. You meet a lot of people, and there are parties after everyone's concerts, and it's kind of, I guess, like a Greek scene, but a little less focused on binge drinking and hazing, and a little more focused on talent.
And the talent is undeniable. It's pulled hundreds of freshmen out of the cool New Haven night into a cramped and sweltering chapel. The chairs are uncomfortable, the lighting is dim, but the music can send chills down your spine. With all of the groups performing tonight, the music tells the history of Yale in the 20th century. It begins with the Whiffenpoofs, who tradition says created the first a cappella group in 1909.
In a field down by the river, my love and I.
In the 20s and 30s, other male groups formed to make fun of the Whiffenpoofs and became traditions themselves, like the Society of Orpheus and Bacchus. After Yale went co-ed in 1969, women's a cappella groups like Something Extra formed to catch up with the male scene. Soon, men and women actually performed together. And in the 80s, a group of minority students, wanting to sing their own cultural music, formed Shades.
Now I have the chance to say, my love's been growing friendly, oh yeah. What must I do to make you stay?
But the presence of 16 great a cappella groups soon created a problem at Yale. The singing groups started to compete fiercely to attract the best singers in the freshman class. They were taken out to extravagant dinners and given gifts. Dan Freeman with the Spizwinks says it was easy to go overboard.
It's like an arms race. Everybody wants a bigger gun. If I put out 10 posters, somebody else is going to get 30 color posters, and somebody else is going to start doing 11 by 14 posters on every freshman's doorway. I mean, you need to have something to stop it, because there's so much money that goes through these singing groups that people can do almost anything.
In 1995, the a cappella scene officially went over the top. On Tap Night, the evening that singing groups choose their new members, non-singing students, perhaps fed up with the elite groups, struck back.
People set up booby traps for the singing group members that were going to be going into the entryways to tap people, and like things happened, and singing group members ended up fighting with one another. People from the Yale community ended up fighting with one another because they got hit in the faces with water balloons, things like that. It ended up being a horrible, catastrophic event, and so several rules developed from that also.
The singing group council now makes Tap Night a secret. Treating freshmen to extravagant meals and gifts is forbidden. There is an enforced peace between the a cappella groups, but that doesn't mean they don't compete. As the last notes of the final a cappella group fade out in the chapel, chaos breaks out. Each group has a table to sign up freshmen for auditions, and they start screaming to get the freshmen's attention. Singers are running everywhere. They get up on chairs, they block the doors, trying to get freshmen to sign up for their group. From Mira Palmer Young from New York, it takes little convincing.
I don't know, it's just like the ultimate college experience. Like, you sing with wonderful people, and you socialize with wonderful people, and everything is good.
And this mad scene is just the start. Over the next few weeks, any Yale freshman that can hold a note will be wooed at lunches and dinners. They'll go to audition after audition and a cappella parties that stretch into the night. Outside the chapel, two sophomores, Lindsay Ford and Lauren Worsham, remember their a cappella rush week.
It was so crazy being a freshman. I was so confused.
I was stressed out and like, yeah. I cried like 3 times during rush.
But
they don't mean to do that to you. And like everybody that does it, like they care about you and everything. It's just like, you know, it's harder than picking what college to go to.
For those Yale students who can't harmonize, the whole a cappella scene looks bizarre. After a while, some freshmen told me, you get tired of everyone asking whether or not you can sing. At a party across the campus green, some tipsy students make fun of the a cappella singers.
I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way?
My girl.
My girl.
My girl.
But even here, there's grudging respect. Jonathan Pitts Wiley says he was skeptical when he first arrived at Yale.
When they come running in, man, they got sprinting in, they got their shirts rolled up with their khakis, man. I thought I fell into an Abercrombie commercial. I was like, oh my goodness. Got about 15 white boys trying to sing. They held it down. They could sing. That takes courage too, man. I have the utmost respect for any singing group, truly.
Like them or not, the a cappella singers are stars on campus. And maybe that explains the strange attraction of a cappella. With just your voice, you can stand out and fit in at the same time. Robert Smith, NPR News, New Haven, Connecticut.
Won't be long before another day.